Since the 1920s, the Wyo Theater in Sheridan has been a place for the community to experience the performing arts. This month, the theater is celebrating its birthday after nearly having been demolished 30 years ago. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler reports on how the Wyo came to be.
The Wyo Theater in Sheridan, as people know it today, almost didn't exist. And that might be surprising, since it's one of the biggest highlights of the city's downtown. The Wyo Theater opened up in 1923 as the Lotus. It played talkies and became a movie theater for a good portion of the 20th century. But in the 1980s, its then-owner moved on to a different venue. That left the Wyo in disrepair. But a group of community members wanted a place in Sheridan to experience the performing arts, so they decided to do something about it. Aaron Butler is the Wyo's executive director.
They saw that there was a need for this particular kind of entertainment facility here in Sheridan, and so they formed a group called Save the Wyo.
The group's goal was to raise awareness about the building and the money to save it.
So the city saw that there was actually interest and that these people were working very hard to save this old historic building. So they bought the Wyo and then leased it back to what was then Save the Wyo Inc. for something like $10 a year.
The building reopened in 1989, and this month the theater is celebrating its 30th birthday. Pat Tomsevic, who was part of the Save the Wyo group in the 80s, remembers the week it opened back up.
We had some seats, but we really didn't have any lights. So it was sort of a dark performance, you know, and the lobby was barely done and the dressing rooms were sort of non-existent. And so it just opened with the bare minimum.
Dick Davis was also a part of that group and remembers after the initial opening, they still had things to be concerned about.
Then we had to worry about how you keep the doors open and raising the money for the ongoing operations.
And since, the Wyo has had to work hard to keep the lights on, but that hasn't prevented the theater from growing. Within the last decade, the theater worked with the city and the college to raise money, get grants, and take over the neighboring historic buildings to expand its offerings. In addition to its original main stage, the Wyo now has the Mars Black Box Theater, classrooms for Sheridan College, rehearsal spaces, expanded stage wings, a community costume area, a new box office, and office space. Pat Tomsevic, who was there when the building was near demolition, says being in the Wyo today is surreal.
I'm a Sheridan girl. I'm born and raised here, and so I'm sitting in what used to be Sweetbriar Clothing Shop, and right next door was Oswald's Jewelry, and I've seen this theater grow. Now it's part of this huge performing arts complex.
The whole space is now known as the Wyo Performing Arts and Education Center. Butler, the executive director, says the goal is to broaden the definition of performing arts.
I think it's changed the way people perceive performing arts. Because they've come to the Wyo and had different experiences, they feel more ownership of the space, and then they can perhaps feel more comfortable coming to something they wouldn't otherwise attend.
Tomsevic says the community's support of the Wyo has always been crucial.
If you've worked in theater a lot, you know that performing artists who come in charge a lot of money, and we never make money on that. You know, the money to keep the Wyo Theater open has to come from lots of other places, people who sponsor the shows, and then generous benefactors, and Sheridan is lucky that way.
Chairman of the Wyo's board, Gene Sterlin, adds,
"The Wyo is actually the gem of the downtown. Night after night, weekend after weekend, something is going on in the Wyo, and it is generally something, you know, that is enlightening or entertaining, and someone's learning something, and someone's coming away smiling, and someone is happier when they leave than when they got there."
Which isn't bad. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Sheridan.